Hello and happy Thursday, September 16th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Twitter is denying it took any action against Nicki Minaj over her tweet on Monday that falsely claimed that COVID-19 vaccines can cause impotence and, quote, swollen testicles. In an Instagram story on Wednesday, the rap star claimed that she is in Twitter jail because the platform didn't like what she was saying. Minaj claimed, "My poll was going to be asking questions, okay, like I be effing dumb, then boom, can't tweet." Twitter said in a statement that it didn't take any enforcement action against Minaj. The rapper came under fire by health experts and politicians after tweeting on Monday, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called out the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." In addition to being widely debunked, including by the Trinidad and Tobago health minister, Minaj's tweet provided fodder for memes and late-night comedians. On Wednesday, Minaj also said that she was invited to the White House to talk about COVID-19 vaccines. "The White House has invited me, and I think it's a step in the right direction. Yes, I'll be going. I'll be dressed all in pink like Legally Blonde so they know I mean business. I'll ask questions on behalf of the people who have been made fun of for simply being human," she tweeted. According to the White House officials, though, Minaj doesn't need to dress up. "As with others, we offered a call with Nicki Minaj and one of our doctors to answer questions about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine," they said in a statement. Ed Sheeran says that award shows are horrible and usually leave him feeling sad. Appearing on The Julia Show following Sunday's MTV Music Video Awards, the singer said that shows are filled with resentment and hatreds towards everyone else and it's quite an uncomfortable atmosphere. "It's just lots of people wanting other people to fail and I don't like that." Sheeran added, "All the artists are sweet people. They're surrounded by entourages that want them to win too, so it's one artist surrounded by 10 people, and another artist surrounded by 10 people, and everyone's kind of giving each other the side eye." Sheeran has definitely attended his share of award shows, so he would know what he's talking about. The singer has collected dozens of trophies, including 6 Brit Awards, 4 Grammys, 4 iHeartRadio Music Awards, and a pair of MTV Video Music Awards. Sheeran said he's not the only artist who isn't thrilled about being at the shows. "I've spoken to people and they're like, I just feel really depressed afterwards," he said. "The atmosphere is not nice. It's just a really horrible atmosphere to be there. I always walk away feeling sad and I don't like it." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.